In the mid-Willamette Valley, kind of the area where I live, there was once upon a time a really colorful local character by the name of Uncle Joab Powell, who was the first preacher for the legislature, of the Oregon State Legislature after statehood, like 1859, 1860, something like that. Uncle Joab was a Baptist circuit rider who had kind of settled down on the forks of the Santee Am, and he was the most well-known preacher in the state. The legislature turned to the most well-known preacher in the state when it felt like it needed a little spiritual guidance, and it promptly wished it hadn't, and I've got that story for you queued up this morning. My name's Finn J.D. John. It's Monday, April 30th, and I'm reading you a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day, every weekday. If you'd like to know more about this little podcast or about the newspaper column it's part of, stay tuned or check out offbeatoregon.com. Today's column ran in the newspapers on June 6th, 2010, under the headline, Uncle Joab Powell Was More Than the Legislature Bargained For. Here we go. Pioneer and Baptist circuit rider Joab Powell, known to almost everyone as Uncle Joab, was famous for spending hours preaching when the Spirit moved him. So when he took the podium before the first regular post-statehood meeting of the Oregon legislature in 1860, one imagines the representative settling down comfortably for a long discourse. What they got was something else.
"Father, forgive them," he roared.
Uncle Joab's voice, by the way, was legendary.
"For they know not what they do."
And he sat back down. In subsequent invocations, Uncle Joab did go on longer, much to the dismay of many of the representatives there. Although Uncle Joab was the most renowned preacher in Oregon at the time, the lawmakers hadn't realized quite what sort of preacher he was when they offered him $30 for his services for the legislative session. How about a little background? Uncle Joab was in his 60s at the time, just under 6 feet tall, a good 300 pounds. He was born in the South, in the hills of Tennessee, but was a fierce abolitionist and fought with all his considerable forces for Oregon to be a free state. His place of birth could be deduced by listening to his accent as he preached his, quote, sarvices. Atop his broad shoulders was a massive head, seeming to have no neck, from which exhortations and imperfectly remembered Bible verses emerged at tremendous volumes. He himself was illiterate, but his wife read to the family from the Bible every night, and he had a good memory at least for the gist of stuff, if not necessarily for the exact phraseology. His eyes were blue and piercing, his hair a bit wild and unkempt. He had that magic combination of ferocious passion and brotherly love that good Baptist revivalists are known for, and in his travels as a circuit preacher it was remarkably effective. By the time he appeared in the legislature in 1860, he'd baptized at least 3,000 people. Not that you'd know it to look at him. He cared little for his appearance, and when he came before the legislature, he was wearing homemade clothes spun and stitched by his wife, Anna Beeler Powell. Joab and Anna were the leaders of a family of 14, living on the homestead on the forks of the Santee Am River. Keeping 14 people in store-bought clothes would have been impossible. When Uncle Joab arrived on the first day, he also smelled a bit farmish. He'd been shoveling manure when the messenger from Salem arrived to invite him to come and preach. Soon the representatives were wishing they had left Powell on the farm with his shovel and thinking perhaps they didn't need a preacher so badly after all. When they worked up the courage to tell him so, he was gracious and affable. "Just give me my $30," he told them, "and I'll head on home." Now, this was a problem, because if Uncle Joab had provided the state legislature with its first plea for divine assistance, he was also the occasion of its first example of deficit spending. It turned out that the $30 he had been promised for his services was not in the budget. So the legislators came up with a plan for another Oregon political first, the fundraising event. They printed up a stack of flyers advertising a, quote, grand entertainment in Salem, with Uncle Joab as the headline act. They hoped to make about $30 at the gate. Well, the legislators seemed to have underestimated Salem's thirst for grand entertainment. Gate receipts came to about $300, and Uncle Joab, when he took the stage, he faced an enormous crowd. Well, Uncle Joab was a seasoned performer, so there likely wasn't much to worry about. But, probably remembering the 22nd prayer with which the preacher had opened and at the same time slammed the first legislative session, lawmakers were nervous. If Uncle Joab bombed in front of half the city, it would certainly reflect poorly on them, at the very least. Luckily, Senator Victor Trevitt had a plan. He armed a group of youngsters with handfuls of the coins they'd taken in at the gate, stationed them in the front row. Whenever Uncle Joab seemed like he was winding down, the youths were instructed to shower him with money and yell encouragement. It worked. The event was a huge success, and Uncle Joab bundled off home to his farm with his $30 wages and his pockets full of tips. Which was just as well. He likely wouldn't have wanted to be around Salem to see what the lawmakers did with the rest of the $300 fruits of his labors. They set up and stocked an open bar for themselves in one of the committee rooms. Yet another Oregon political first. That's it for today. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column, and if you'd like more, you can read hundreds of these columns from the last 4 years on our website at offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered directly to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes, or join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feed. All Offbeat Oregon stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. Finally, if you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com or on Twitter at @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.